This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off, Skip.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and here we go, because I'm going to share something here with you that you're not going to hear anyplace else, probably. And it's an important conversation because it's instructive on systemic bias in America and the news media. Back in the late 1980s, I was really proud because I won 3 Associated Press Awards for news coverage. And to me, it was my first real accolade, accomplishment, if you will, in this industry. And I won these AP Awards for radio news coverage. And it must have been like 1986, 87, somewhere in there. And the Associated Press has been, I don't know, the guide, if you will. And one of the guiding lights in journalism. The Associated Press was a place of respect and integrity, but that's not true anymore. In fact, it's not true at all. Because the Associated Press has a style book. It tells you how to write certain things, how to refer to certain things. The Associated Press style book sits in newsrooms around America and around the world. So when you talk about different stories, it will instruct you how to refer to different things and different people in different situations. The original intent of word preference was to use words that are more neutral than others. But in recent years, the concept has changed. A journalism style book is supposed to provide universal guidelines for writers when it comes to stylistic things like punctuation, capitalization, so on. And they prefer certain words over others. But more often than not, style writers have been more interested in censoring conservative words. And now this comes from Rachel Alexander. And she took the time to sort out some of these egregious violations and some of these egregious attacks upon the integrity. It's unfortunate about the AP because the guide is the one that most journalists rely on, especially young journalists just getting into the business that are in a newsroom somewhere and they're 25 years old and they're being told by their boss, you need to go by the AP style book, because that's what I was told when I was 25 years old, from what I can remember being 25 years old. And even when authors don't adhere to the AP style book, when you submit that article for submission, it will be changed. It will be edited by people up the line somewhere so that the politically correct verbiage is added. Let me give you an example. A pro-life author who submits a piece taking a position against abortion will see the words pro-life changed now to anti-abortion, giving it a negative connotation. The AP style book instructs you use anti-abortion instead of pro-life and pro-abortion rights instead of pro-abortion or pro-choice. It goes on, avoid abortionist, saying the term connotes a person who performs clandestine abortions. Words related to terrorism, completely sanitized in the new Associated Press style book. Militant, lone wolves, or attackers are to be used instead of the word terrorist. And certainly not the word Islamist. You can't use the word refugee or migrant either. You can't use the term refugee, referring to all of the refugees, frankly, streaming into Europe. You must call those folks people struggling to enter Europe. I kid you not. I can't even make that one up. People struggling to enter Europe, not refugees or migrants, or certainly not illegal aliens. While it's true that many struggle to enter Europe, it is accurate to point out they are, in fact, refugees from war-torn regions. These are not just dangerous guidelines. They're dishonest guidelines from the Associated Press. Illegal immigrant and undocumented aren't acceptable anymore either, by the way. Illegals and alien were already forbidden a few years ago. That's why we use the term here, illegal alien, because it's legally accurate. And well, frankly, accurate all the way around. Although illegal immigration is still acceptable, it's not clear what words are supposed to replace the forbidden words. The Stylebook also instructs writers to use confusing language about guns. I know that shocks you, in order to create a negative impression about them. Semi-automatic rifles that have add-on parts intended to increase shooting accuracy are strictly to be called assault weapons, despite the fact the term has referred to fully automatic weapons used by the military for years. The latter are now referred to as assault rifles, and the two are often conflated. Adding even more to the confusion, the phrase military style recommended to describe assault weapons. Military style assault weapons. Even those owned by civilians, usually far different than the military versions. AK-47s, which have been used in some, very few in fact, fatal shootings, used to be fully automatic military weapons used by the Russians. That's no longer the case. But the style book still instructs they be labeled AK-47 assault rifles. Separately, the phrase climate change deniers is everywhere today in news articles. This is because the style book instructs the following: to describe those who don't accept climate science or dispute that the world is warming from man-made forces, use climate change doubters or those who reject mainstream climate science. Avoid the use of skeptics or deniers. The entry includes an extensive discussion with seemingly authoritative evidence of man-made global warming. This is the AP style book. They're making calls on what is true and what is not. These words tell the reader that climate change is true and mainstream. Another problem found here: journalists don't always use the AP style book when it would water down words that favor liberals. For example, the guide instructs journalists to try to avoid describing political leanings. However, journalists usually ignore the guide in referring to Republicans as right-wing. At the same time, they almost never describe Democrats as left-wing, except here, where it's accurate and honest. The AP also discourages the use of the phrase ultra-rightist, defined as an individual who subscribes to rigid interpretations of conservative doctrine. You know, crazy things like the Constitution. Well, let's go to Joe in Owosso. I'm still digging through this. Joe in Owosso, what's on your mind on the hotline?
Well, Steve, you just reinforced that I've called it before, that, you know, humans are dumbing down. Okay, my favorite, and this is when I see it started, is that probably, what was it, 10 or 15 years ago, if a person was involved in an accident with a sport utility vehicle, it was always just written as the person was killed by an SUV.
Yeah.
And I thought that was great, because I thought to myself, okay, where do I see that the SUV is the culprit? It's the driver that's in the SUV, and it doesn't matter, you know, what type of vehicle is. There was that accident that took somebody else. So you just continue to reinforce, and I don't know if it gets back to the...
I'm trying to help everybody out, Joe. I'm trying to make it clear. I greatly appreciate you calling and listening. It's Tuesday. This is the Steve Gerber Show.